Trinity Radio 202 and 96.6 VHF. I'm now a Trinity Radio exclusive. The first man who to step foot on the moon was Neil Armstrong, and he talked to three people from Trinity Radio: Catherine McCall, the author of the Metaphysical Society, Jonathan Horton, and Brian Harvey. And here he is talking this afternoon.
Basically, and first of all, why you decided to become an astronaut after test flying, which I think you were doing earlier on?
Well, actually, I worked for the space agency at the time they were first organized. I had belonged to one of the predecessor agencies, which was aeronautical research work, and so I got into rocket airplane testing, and then I really switched over into the space flight department because they gave me the opportunity to just move from one department of NASA over into another.
And can you describe something perhaps of the landing on the moon? I think we all saw it on television when it actually happened, but could you perhaps give us a description of what we might have missed by actually not being inside the lunar module when it came down?
Well, actually, we're extremely fortunate that our cameras worked, so we could give everybody a bit of an idea what it looked like. It is a very stark place. While the sun is low, the contrast is very high, and it's very, largely black and white with very little color, but as the sun comes a little bit higher in the sky, there is some evidence of tins and browns, but basically it's a black and white place. It is a kind of a place, though, that is surprisingly warm and inviting. And it looked like the kind of place that I'd like to get out and get a bit of sun, although I knew that that really wasn't possible.
So you almost felt like a sort of latter-day Columbus just chancing upon America.
Well, in a way, but on the other hand, Columbus didn't know exactly where he was going, and we could see where we were going the entire trip.
How do you feel the space program has gone since then? Are you disappointed that there weren't more moon landings, more space stations? How do you feel the shuttle is going to work out in the future?
Well, I suppose I was somewhat disappointed that we were not able to do as many new things as we'd like to be doing, and I think that mostly manifests itself in the ability to begin new programs. New programs are always very exciting, and we haven't been able to do as many of those as we'd like. Still in all, I'd have to say that there has been a good level of support, and contrary to what many people have been led to believe, there's actually about a constant funding level going on, and there's some exciting unmanned activities taking place this year, and we hope that it'll turn everybody on.
I'd just like to ask you a question about your famous statement, a small step for man, a large step for mankind. Whether you have any, your ideas about mankind have changed since you actually landed on the moon?
No, I don't think so. It is a very impressive trip. No one could go through that kind of an experience without getting some new ideas and new impressions. But I think it's more a change of emphasis. And when you're a long way away and the Earth looks very small, you might think that it would seem to be kind of unimportant to you, but on the contrary, I guess we were all struck by the fact that the smaller it is, the more important it seems to be.
Would you like another flight into space? So perhaps we saw last summer the flight with the Russians. Would be interested in flying with them perhaps at some future stage without obviously having to go through a very rigorous training program?
Well, I'd always like to fly again. It's unlikely that I'll be able to do that, except perhaps as a fair-paying passenger.
That's not possible.
I think it will come inevitably, but whether it happens in our lifetime or not, I can't say.
Well, thank you very much indeed, and we wish you all the best and the rest.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed talking with you. You might be interested to know my son is university in the States, and he's just started a radio station on his campus too. So I know the kind of enthusiasm you have for getting.
We have the media's affinity.
Good luck.
Thank you.
This is Jonathan Horton and Catherine McCall with Brian Harvey talking in an exclusive Trinity Radio interview with the first man to land on the moon. That's Neil Armstrong. This is Trinity Radio, the one that brings you all the news first. And we're on 202 and 96.6 DHF. And we continue with a little more music now. It's from the Isley Brothers, and it's That Lady.